Paul, a point away at Middlesbrough. You must be really pleased with that.
No, not really. Disappointed. We should have won the game. Should have been 3 or 4 up before anything. And I'm disappointed not to win the game, because I thought we came here and dominated it.
Just give us your thoughts on the performance.
As I said there, I thought we were outstanding from start to finish. I thought the system threw Middlesbrough a little bit, and Gomez was getting a lot of joy, picking up a lot of loose ball. But we had some big performances. I said we should have been at least a couple up at half time.
That's one of the better performances Rovers has put in, I guess, since you've been at the club.
Yeah, but we've only been here a short time, so you can't expect miracles. But the way we played today, and that's a type of performance you have to turn week in, week out.
And I guess it's saying something when you come away from a place like Middlesbrough with the squad they've got, the money they've spent, the where they are in the league, and you're disappointed not to come away with all three.
I am, yeah, but they should be where they are. I mean, it's not rocket science. The more teams spend more money, what it does do is play with your brain a little bit if you can handle pressure. Big players will handle pressure. And Middlesbrough up there in Merritt, they've been one of the best teams throughout the season. But when it gets to the money end of the table, we'll see what happens.
The last time we spoke, you were talking about creating more chances and playing at a slightly higher tempo, and you've certainly done that today.
We did. As I said, we changed the system a bit, and some of the football we played was excellent. I came here a few weeks ago to watch them playing on a really good side, and the money they've spent, the players they've got. But our own team, I thought we were excellent.
You kept the same back four today, Shane Duffy on the bench, but that's a reward really for Elliot Ward coming in and playing well last week.
It was, and I thought again he was outstanding again. Very composed with the ball, Wardy, and the back four I thought were untroubled. I thought they deserved to go in again after last week, but Shane will definitely come back in at some stage.
And looking at the bench today as well, there's a nice balance about the bench as well, yeah. And you look like you're a bit happier with the squad now.
We're getting there. Still think we need one or two more to come in and give us a hand, and if we can get that opportunity to do it, then let's see what happens.
What does this sort of result do for the confidence of the lads moving forward?
Well, this shows what they're capable of. It's turning it week in, week out. There's a lot of confidence there and a lot of good footballers. But we have to sustain that level, and to do it, you've got to bring other players in to help them. And the confidence, unbeaten in four at the minute, so we're doing okay.
And Jordi Gomez's goal, struck it really sweetly, didn't he?
He did. But that was deserved for his performance, because I thought he was outstanding.
And then, unfortunately, the goal. You're never happy about any sort of goal you concede, and Nugent is a poacher, got in at the back post.
Was it Nugent scored? Was it who scored? Listen, it's the thing of it. We never stopped to cross, and that's the first time today's game we never stopped it. And it was disappointing, but you're disappointed to come away here with a draw.